"He is a great fish, and I must convince him," he thought. "I must never let him learn his strength, nor what he could do if he made his run. If I were him, I would put in everything now and go until something broke. But thank God they are not as intelligent as we who kill them, although they are more noble and more able." The old man had seen many great fish. He had seen many that weighed more than 1,000 pounds, and he had caught 2 of that size in his life, but never alone. Now, alone and out of sight of land, he was fast to the biggest fish that he had ever seen, and bigger than he had ever heard of, and his left hand was still as tight as the gripped claws of an eagle. "It will uncramp, though," he thought. "Surely it will uncramp to help my right hand. There are 3 things that are brothers, the fish and my 2 hands. It must uncramp. It is unworthy of it to be cramped." The fish had slowed again and was going at his usual pace. "I wonder why he jumped," the old man thought. "He jumped almost as though to show me how big he was. I know him now, anyway," he thought. "I wish I could show him what sort of man I am. But then he would see the cramped hand. Let him think I am more man than I am, and I will be so. I wish I was the fish," he thought, "with everything he has against only my will and my intelligence." He settled comfortably against the wood and took his suffering as it came, and the fish swam steadily and the boat moved slowly through the dark water. There was a small sea rising with the wind coming up from the east, and at noon the old man's left hand was uncramped. "Bad news for you, fish," he said, and shifted the line over the sacks that covered his shoulders. He was comfortable but suffering, although he did not admit the suffering at all. "I am not religious," he said, "but I will say 10 Our Fathers and 10 Hail Marys that I should catch this fish, and I promise to make a pilgrimage to the Virgin of Cobre if I catch him. That is a promise." He commenced to say his prayers mechanically. Sometimes he would be so tired that he could not remember the prayer, and then he would say them fast so that they would come automatically. "Hail Marys are easier to say than Our Fathers," he thought. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen." Then he added, "Blessed Virgin, pray for the death of this fish, wonderful though he is." With his prayers said and feeling much better, but suffering exactly as much, and perhaps a little more, he leaned against the wood of the bow and began mechanically to work the fingers of his left hand.